It's unreal how, for a club of our age to pick up a second championship, I mean, it just means so much. I mean, we have probably a group of players, you know, at the minute in the club, Tom, and wouldn't do them justice if they only won one championship. You know what I mean? And that was something we talked about, this group of players. We have to win a second championship, so we have to, I mean, like, we don't have a lot of history, a lot of tradition, because we're a young club, so it's important now, maybe, we build that history and build that tradition in the Glen. I mean, like, in years to come, we want our youngsters to look up and see all the pictures of all the senior championship winning teams, you know what I mean? And we have two, Tom, and by God, Tom, I hope to maybe this group of players is more in them.
Talking about today's game, tight enough in the first half.
Yeah, listen, they caught us for two goals. We're going to have to look at that in preparation
first
now.
First two goals, I think he's going to take it all game.
Year. Yeah, well, championship, you know, it's not something we like to do. And fair enough, I think it was only 6 points we can see today, so we're happy enough from that side.
Yeah. Were you worried at half time, or did you still feel comfortable within yourselves?
Listen, I have a great belief in these lads, Tom, you know what I mean? Like, they've been questioned so many times this year and in the past, you know what I mean? Like, and they always come out fighting. They were point up at half time, but listen, that's when they come out best, when
and
they're
back.
They
got a point
so
straight away after half.
Aye, they did, but our boys don't throw on the towel too easy, and you saw that in the second half. Like, and we ran out comfortable enough owners, and then, I mean, like, I never thought I would see the day of Glenswally in a senior final and being able to run down the clock like that there. Like, it's just unreal.
Yeah. And your big men stood up big time. Neil Gallagher, Michael Murphy, you know, Kieran Bonner, Gary McFadden. You know, they all stood up today, I thought, and were counted. And that's not taken away from the players that are lesser known.
Aye, they definitely. I think we threw on 20 players there, and we got young Ashton Crawford to run his first run of the championship this year. But, like, how from 1 to 20 throughout, like, in the Zora boys, I feel sorry for the likes of the lads today, like young Ryan Hunter and young Liam Kelly. They played, especially Ryan, he's played most of our championship games this year, and he had to miss out on a big day like this. But hopefully there'll be days ahead, Tom, for our players that there.
Yeah. And what about Michael Murphy? What can one say about him? He's a man among men. No matter where he goes out, whether it's Australians or Donegal men or men from other counties.
Yeah, well, I think he picked up man of the match. I heard there announced it at the end as well. He's just fabulous, you know what I mean? And we're just so proud of him and the Glen, you know what I mean? He's so proud to be a Glen man as well. Like, and he showed that the other day, and I'm sure he'll be chatting to him later to tell you the same.
Congratulations, Gary, on another championship success.
Thanks, Tom. The first half was very tight now. They started kicking high ball in the full forward line. It caused us a serious bother, and they got two early enough goals, and we weren't expecting it. We were sort of on the back foot. We never sort of started playing for the first 15 minutes. We were only a point in it at half time. We knew we had to get tighter to back and up our game in the second half, and thankfully we did, and then we started to pull away, thank God, at the end.
Were you a little worried when they started getting the goals, because you were doing the business at the other end? You had one score on the board before they got the first score.
Normally we got a score from the throw up, you know, and normally when that happens, we normally push on, you know, when maybe get a good lead going into half time. But in fairness, they kept at it, and they kept lamping high ball in, and it was causing us all sorts of bother. And just thankfully, in Philip and Eamon Wired in the full back line got the grips in the second half.
What was the mood like in the dressing room at half time?
It was okay, you know, it wasn't that bad. We knew we were still a point up, and we hadn't been playing that well. So we knew if we stepped up 10 or 15%, we knew that we should have enough to pull away, you know. So in half-time wasn't too bad, you know, in that respect.
Yeah. And I know they got the first score of the second half from Brendan Fardy, but then really you turned it on, and, you know, you could parade to victory in the end.
Well, from about close halfway through the half to the end, it wasn't too bad. But for them first 15 minutes of the second half, like, it was down to the hard work of the boys, like, and all that's what made the lead good, you know, so thankfully.
Yeah. It's great to come back now and win a championship. About 2 years ago you were here as well, and last year is probably a year to forget.
Last year, yeah, sort of hard to do it back to back. A couple of boys went touring and working abroad, and injuries and that. We only would have had maybe 9 and 10 people training every night, like, and we still got to the quarterfinals, like, and we could have won it, but we didn't. We didn't deserve to win anything. And Gary came back in the year and still the belief and confidence back in us again. And thankfully, we did the trick.
And talk to me about the Gary McDade influence.
We always heard about him, like, he would have managed St. Jude's College teams, and he managed us under 21s. He took us to an A final, so Michael's beat us in the last couple of seconds of that game too, you know, and he never really managed seniors up until after. He played a bit of reserves, and just the professionalism and everything he brings to it. You know, everything's just so precise for him. And you know, if you do the work on the field, that he definitely has it done. You know, behind the scenes, and just we're so grateful to have him, and hopefully he stays.
Raging hot favours from a long way out, and raging hot favours today. Was that that worry at all coming into the game?
Well, it sort of did, because that's the first time ever we were favourites. I'd say we never in my lifetime. We were always seen as underdogs, you know, and I suppose against Kilkear and St Michael's and all them their games, that we'd have been underdogs. Like, I think that's where the championship was really won. Them games, we lost to Kilkear to start of the year, and then them couple of games after, they're only a point in it, and we did get a bit of luck with what's the post. That's the nights that this final was won, my eyes
anyway. Anyway, congratulations again, Gary, and go and join the celebrations. I think they're about to give out the Dr. Maguire Cup.
Thanks, Tom.
We're taking one man away from the celebrations. Kieran Boner, first of all, congratulations, Kieran. Fantastic result and a fantastic victory.
Yeah, fantastic result. Fantastic victory. Like, any championship you won, like, should be 1 point or 21 points or whatever, like, because we're just glad to get out of here today, like.
How did it feel, came back after, I suppose, missing out on last year, you know?
Yeah, well, it was difficult, you know, to come back to do probably two in a row, like, and a lot of players have to look at themselves, like, a lot has disappeared and probably weren't up for the battle again, but definitely this year, like, when we set out our stall, like, you know, it was a realistic target, if you want to call it that, like.
Yeah. Well, most people thought you were a Division 2 side, you know, and they were looking at, I suppose, St. Michael's and Kilkear in your group. But that was the first big step and the first big test.
Yeah, like, when the draw was made, like, we focused on solely on the Kilkear game, like, and we never lost our focus. And we went over there and got beat by a point, like, it took a lot out of us, like. But we went back and regrouped against Bundoran, and they got the same respect as any team we played all year. Like, Bundoran got the same respect as Kilkear and St. Michael's. And just, look, they got out of that group, like, they go to Dunfanaghy for everything on the line. Like, it was straight knockout championship there, and to do it without your all-star midfielder, like, Neil Gallagher, like, it shows the character in this team, like.
Yeah, and I suppose ever since Malinox and Jonathan John became the favourites for the championship, that were you?
People chatted about the favourites, but that never came into our circle. We had a job to do every day, like, 15 players out onto the field, like, there was always five subs used in every single game, like, and that, our focus never changed on that, like, it was just, however we come up against, we concentrated on ourselves, worked on our game plan, and just let everybody else worry about who was the favourites.
Yeah. And I suppose maybe the little bit of a shine went off after the semi-final and our draw second half comeback, maybe that was maybe a good thing for you from a point of view of getting ready for the final.
Well, I don't think a lot of people give Ardor Ali credit they do. I know they were struggling in Division 1, like, but, like, hey, league football goes out the wonder, like, when you look at it, like, Killy Beggs, like, they put it up there in the first half, probably just the sheer physicality, like, a lot of due to Paul Fisher, like, the strength and condition, like, and the condition he's got this team in, like, is absolutely unbelievable. We're just going as hard there in the last 10 minutes as we were in the first half, like.
Yeah. What was the big difference this year overall when you look back on the year now? Where did it, what was the spark?
Well, when you sit down, I think it was the 12th of January, and the players sit down, like, and they had a look at themselves, like, a lot of people blamed the management, blamed the club for this, but at the end of the day, like, when you cross the white line, it's the players that have to deliver, like, the manager can only get you in the condition you can, like, and, no, probably going back through the years, like, you look at, like, Sir Francie Martin, Brendan Wiles, developed this team, like, Gary's come through and just took it to another level, like.
And on your own personal level, things couldn't have gone better, playing very well again, being as good as ever, probably better than ever, and back in Jim McGuinness's county senior squad.
Yeah, well, look, when you're fit, like, you enjoy your football, like, and, like, there's everybody in this team, like, you know, Ryan Hunter was, Leon Kelly missed out today due to injury, like, but, like, they've been part of this the whole way through, and the way we looked, like, there hasn't been any chat of the county team yet, it's pure solely, like, in Glen Swilly, and I think Jim understands that, like.
Celebrations tonight, but Ulster club in a couple of weeks.
Look, when we set out our target, like, there was definitely, hey, there, look, we got hurt 2 years ago in Ulster, like, and we'll sit down now and we'll regroup, like, and that will be, like, another one.
Okay, well, we're welcome back here again, and I'm with the man at the moment, I suppose, the man that's just after lifting the Dr. Maguire Cup. First of all, James Pat McDade, congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much, Tom. We're delighted here, up here, to lift this cup here today. We've worked very hard for this all year, and anything less than this today would have been a disappointment. We've put in that much time and dedication all year. Been a lot of hard training and a lot of time spent.
Well, you've reaped the reward today, and you did it in style.
Ah, we did in style. We pulled away in the second half, oh, indeed. It was a very tight game in the first half. Kelly Beggs threw everything at us in the first half, and we were lucky just to stay in touch in the first half. Thankfully, we had a good team talk at half time, and we managed to pull away in the second half.
What did you say at half time?
There's a lot of words said in half time. Thankfully, they worked on it.
What's said in the dressing room stays in the dressing room,
yeah,
is it?
That's right, Tom.
Tell me, what was it like leading the team out today? I was just watching you in the parade, and you were very relaxed looking. What was it like
Oh, it was an absolute honour, it was a privilege just to lead them boys out to the pitch. It was just a great bunch of lads, and just to represent.
The captain of the team with Michael Murphy in it, with Neil Gallagher, with Gary McDade, Kieran Bonner. You know, these are exceptional players.
Oh, very proud moment. So it was to lead them boys out to the pitch. They're all fantastic footballers, best footballers in Ireland, some of them. I'm just unreal, Tom.
And looking back on the season, when did the realisation dawn on you that, you know, we're as good as anybody that's there and we're in with a real good chance?
Well, we had a meeting in January, Tom, and our aim was to win back the Dr. Maguire. We let ourselves down last year, and we said we wanted to pick ourselves up, and our first target was retaining the Dr. Maguire Cup, and that's where we are here today.
Yeah.
We come out of a very difficult group, Kilcare, St. Michael's and Bundoran. And after getting beat over in Tony, it probably would help us big time, because we regrouped after that, and we come out stronger than ever. We went down, we beat a good Bundoran team at home. We went down to the Bridge and beat St. Michael's without big Neil Geller. So it was a great achievement to go down there without Neil and pull off a victory.
So you were here on merit and coming from Division 2, and of course you've won the Division 2 title as well.
Yeah, we won it the year as well, and there were some very tough games in that too that probably stood to us all year. We thought that the Division 1 teams would have had a huge advantage on us, you know, being tougher football, but thankfully Division 2 was tough enough for us and got us here to the final today.
So a proud James Pat McDade and a proud McDade family, and I know you have uncles over from America for this one.
I'm Uncle John, come home from America, fair play to him. He'll be a proud man here today too. And Martin McGinley come home from Australia, he was part of the panel in 2011. They made huge dedications to come home, and fair play to him.
What does it mean, this, to Glenswilly, winning this for the second time?
It's unreal. We're such a tight group in Glenswilly. Everybody's... Look, you see yourself, the crowd out there today, Tom. It's just unreal. And there'll be a huge party tonight in Glenswilly and Churchill.
We'll let you go and enjoy it.
Thanks
and
very much.
We know you can sing a song or two as well. You were singing there a minute ago.
Oh, thank you very much, Tom.
Tom, back to you.
Congratulations, holding the Dr. Maguire again.
Ah, it's nice, Tom. Now, just great feeling, like, I suppose... I just relieved to get over the line again, like, you know, I mean, work that the boys put in all year, the management and the players, like, and it's just great now to win it, like, you know, I mean, it's not often you can maybe, you know, the last 5 minutes, I suppose.
Yeah, because it was one final you could enjoy.
Only the last couple of minutes, like, because you just never know, like, you know, I mean, Philly Bears got them a couple of early goals, and you just never know until the whistle goes, like, you know, but, credit to the boys in the second half now, done well, like, and,
I know, obviously, retaining an All-Ireland crown would be high on your agenda at the start of the year. How high up was the Dr. Maguire Cup?
Big time, like, you know, I mean, like, when you set out, like, with, you know, with a county or with a club or whatever, like, obviously you want to win and go as far as you can, like, you know, and, I mean, it's disappointing getting beat by Mayo over the year, and then I suppose you could come back, and then we're 3 weeks in to prepare for the championship, like, against the tough battle against Kilkear, like, and... just on that, like, and we were lucky in them games, like, even our draw, they had the post, like, you know, and, you know, that would have been over, like, you just don't know we mightn't have been here, but thankfully now, just delighted to win it.
Well, you might have rode your luck, but you didn't today, you won it convincingly and well.
Second half now, it was probably just, you know, I mean, it's tight first half, they got them a couple of early goals, I mean, years on, it was a tight battle, but once then, the start of the second half, we got maybe 5 or 6 points in a row, like, and that kind of, we kept the pressure on, didn't sit back and let them on dead, you know, which was good, so... just happy.
A big day for the Gallagher family too. Big Cahill coming on and beside you, middle of the field.
Done well, like, you know, he's been pushing all year, like, and he's a good player, like, he's well in Australia for a couple of years, but there's plenty of football, and then, you know, and them boys
and a lot, I think you had 8 or 9 different scores. A lot of the young guys have come through over the last couple.
You know, I mean, Ashton Crawford and Dever, they came on, a Grant Hunter and Leon Kelly, two boys were starting all year, like, them boys were injured today, like, you know, and they'll have a big part to play in Glenswilly football. Like, John McFadden, another man came on, Brian Farley, like, you know. Farley's a good young fella as well, like, you know, so it's great just for everybody in there.
And you're really enjoying your football and playing very well again.
Playing middling, but enjoying
it. Oh, you caught a few today.
I wasn't catching too many all year now, and wasn't getting a bit of sticky but not scoring as well, so it's just happy. Enjoy it when you're winning, you know.